talking Siena Heights Saints football. It's been a week. They had a bye week this past Saturday. We're joined on the phone now by their head coach, Matt Cohn. Good morning, coach.
Hey, good morning, Ian. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. I know, John and I talked last hour. You've probably been on a nice vacation, sipping some drinks on a beach somewhere. How's this week been?
Yeah, if a beach is Doc Dawson Field and the drink is water, then you hit the nail on the head, let me tell you that. it's been good. And honestly, it is a little funky having your bye week on, week two of the season. But for us and kind of how the chips fell, it happened at a great time. We had some guys, some skill guys, that got pretty banged up in our first game. And had we played in week two, I'm not so sure they would have been able to go. So it really turned out to be a blessing for us, and that we're able to get a couple of guys back and get a couple of guys healthy to make the trip to Chicago this weekend.
Well, using that bye week to get healthy, obviously is a benefit, but I imagine it was a good chance to fine-tune some things that you saw in the first game that needed some correcting.
Oh, there's no question about it. You always have an opportunity to do that. And really, when we really broke down the film and piece by piece, it was just a lot of physical things. Pretty pleased in the lack of mental mistakes, the lack of MAs, missed assignments. We were, for the most part, where we were supposed to be. Just had some physical breakdowns, coming back to technique and things of that nature. So got an opportunity in a bye week to really attack those things, really drill those things, and hope to see some improvement, as we move forward throughout the season.
Looking forward,
I can give you back-to-back questions, John. I know,
man,
you're not,
you caught
used
me
to
off
it.
Guard. I know usually you jump in. I'm like, whoa, hey, whoa. I get a chance to ask another question.
Yeah, two
so,
in a row.
Yeah. You mentioned some of the guys that got a little nicked up. I'm assuming they're all good to go then for this week. I mean, not giving away too much information, but looks like you'll be 100% healthy to go to Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, as of right now, still got a couple guys that didn't suit up full pads last night.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping that they'll be able to do that today. Just for their conditioning purposes. Not being in full pads for 2 weeks, not hitting people, not getting hit. Is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to just be off and then go through a run through or a walk through and just shells, and then go out and try and play in a game full speed. That's very challenging, and the body really isn't used to that. So certainly hoping those guys will be fully suited up. They've really been attacking it in the training room, getting their treatment, getting their rehab, and doing everything they can. Just got to see how the body responds. And they've progressed a lot since our last game. But we're being very optimistic about it and hoping that we see them fully suited up this evening for practice.
Talk to Siena Heights head football coach Matt Cohn. I'll do two in a row, John. Okay.
All right. That's all right. Allowed.
All right, good. So I have a question about passing the ball and running the ball. I'll go with running first. So the last game, it was spread around between Chenault, Alexander, Johnson Jr. Pretty even carries there, 6 to 8 carries apiece. Is that sort of the mindset going into this game is – we don't have an RB1 necessarily. It's going to be split duty.
Well, in week one, it was kind of by default. Caleb Jefferson started off the game. He had 3 carries of plus 10 yards, and then he popped his hamstring, so he was out. So our number two guy going into the game was Andre Chenault, and he popped off a big 65-yard run, and at the tail end of that run, got tackled from behind, kind of a, I don't know, borderline horse collar type takedown, and he popped a ligament in his knee. So, here we go in the third quarter. We're down to number three, and that was when William came in, and his first ever college carry is second and goal from the 1 yard line, and he was able to pop it in 2 carries, and then Quincy Johnson carried the ball some for us, who entering that game was our number four. So You know, it's just kind of that next man up mentality. All those young men in our backfield practice extremely hard. They prepare extremely hard. And so we knew they'd be ready to go in and run the ball and step in for pass pro and things of that nature. So it's nice when you have a deep roster at that position, because it's a position that obviously those guys are getting hit a lot. You know, they're getting tackled a lot. And anytime, just the nature of our, I guess, philosophy on offense is that, you know, if a kid is going to get tackled below the waist or if he's going to break off a long run, we want to get a fresh pair of legs in there. We want to get a fresh body in there. And we have confidence in all those young men to get the job done. So, you know, we do rotate them, but last week specifically, it was just due to some injuries.
So looking at the passing game, we know what Eric Williams can do. 3 catches, 31 yards. I know you want to get him going a little bit more. And when you look at Ryan Miner, the quarterback, his numbers, not great last week. 9 of 19, 71 yards. Did throw for a touchdown, no picks. But you being a you know, well-known quarterback, you know, a guy that's seen success in that spot, how can you make a jump from game 1 to game 2, at least numbers-wise?
Sure, you know, and Ryan was just a victim. He made some great decisions, got the ball out of his hands very quick, was very accurate with the football. He was just a victim of some drop balls. You know, if we catch the balls that hit our guys in the hands, I think Coach Bowl, our offensive coordinator, did a breakdown of this. Ryan would have finished 16 for 19 for 211 and 2 touchdowns. And that's just if we catch the balls that hit our guys in the hands. So, you know, he played a very good game. He made the correct checks, got the ball out of his hands quick. We just, you know, we had some physical errors, you know. We're human beings, and we're going to drop a couple footballs here and there and just got to drill those catches, drill those contested balls, those low balls, those high balls, those high point balls, those deep balls. Just got to continue to give those guys reps in practice, you know, in an effort to create that muscle memory and secure those balls.
Coach, you know, obviously you mentioned two traits that are really important in the quarterback position, and that's decision making and accuracy in your throws. And you know, obviously I'm guessing that's something that you work on a daily basis with your quarterbacks in practice.
Yeah, it really is, Coach. And you know, I was very fortunate. I got to be coached by one of the best quarterback coaches in the area, perhaps even the country, and Coach Calhoun, just an absolute legend. And a lot of the stuff that he taught me, I'm able to teach back and pay forward to these younger quarterbacks. And really all about the hips and our feet, that's going to create good accuracy and just understanding the full concept of what we're trying to do, from pass pro to the passing route and how they all play in together, and who we're trying to manipulate with certain pass pros and who we're trying to put in a bind and read and key. And Ryan has really bought into the mental aspect of the game and the mental preparation and understanding how all the pieces work together and how to manipulate the defense and how to create opportunities for us on offense. He's really grown, you know, in his 2 years being our starting quarterback. And, you know, I enjoy working with him every day. Because he comes ready to work every day, whether it be in the classroom setting, whether it be on the field or in the weight room. He's just a really fun kid to work with.
Talking with Siena Heights head football coach Matt Cohn, one more question for you I bet you were not ready for, okay?
All right.
The weather in Chicago on Saturday. Oh, John has a question after this. They're looking at partly sunny skies, 84 degrees. I called a game last weekend for Adrian College. It was 82 to 84, and that's a big part of, you know, how you game plan. Is that part of the weekly preparation, knowing, all right, it's going to be hot, might be humid?
Yeah, you know, it was. We told our kids it's going to be very similar to our first game. You know, it was hovering around 90 degrees on our field in that week one game against ONU, and you know, really looking at that film, particularly in the fourth quarter, you know, I think that we were able to wear them down a little bit, particularly our defensive line getting after their offensive line. getting some big sacks late, putting some pressure on the quarterback late when we were finally able to gain the advantage and really force them to throw the ball. We were able to really get after them. And then even so with our offensive line late in the game, being able to rush two balls in the fourth quarter, you could really tell live, and then it was really evident on film that we had a little bit more juice at the end of the game than they did, particularly in the trenches. So we really utilized our bye week to hit the weight room. We got three lifts in the bye week. We're going to get another one in today before practice. So it's something that we're certainly hanging our hat on, something we're proud of, something we spend a lot of time doing, and just to be more a conditioned football team than our opponent.
All right, my last question, Coach. You're going to Chicago. Is your dad making the trip by any chance?
Oh, that's the million-dollar question. I'm not sure.
Well,
I'm not sure. I would imagine he is, because he's going to want to get up some Portillo's.
There you go. That's, I knew it. He, you know, some Italian beef or a sausage. I had the good fortune to spend many a weekend in Chicago with your dad when we were coaching together, and it's a great city, and I don't know how much you and the players will get out and see any of that, but I know, you know, he knows his way around Chicago, and I just wondered if he was making the trip with you.
Yeah, he as you know, he'll go to Great Lakes to grab him some Portillo.
Yes, that's for sure. Absolutely.
Hard-hitting questions. But you, Coach, you could hardly tell it was your bye week this week based on all the tough questions we had for you. Coach Cohn, we appreciate your time today. They can catch the game. Is it 12 o'clock our time or Chicago time?
Chicago time.
12 o'clock Chicago time.
So 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock here. Right here on the Cave. Chris Renwick on the call. Coach Cohn on the sideline and right here on the Cave. We appreciate it, Coach, and good luck.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Take you care. Too. Good luck,
you
Matt.
Too. Bye. See ya. And there you have it. Head coach for the Siena Heights Saints football team, Matt Cohn.